You are tuned in to the CU Insight Trendline, the credit union industry's podcast for the latest perspectives, shifts, and key content to keep you informed and ahead. I'm Greg Micklig, President and CEO at CUinsight.com, here to bring you the trends shaping our industry every other week, all in under 15 minutes. Let's track the trend. We're back for another episode of the CU Insight Trendline. We've packed a lot into recent episodes, and this time we're going to get things done in well under 15 minutes, because we know your time is valuable. So let's get to it with John Pettit.
This is John Pettit, Managing Editor at CU Insight, and I'm here with a look at my top three trending articles on CUinsight.com. Number three is an article titled "The CUSO Evolution Continues" by Capstone Strategic's John Deering. Over the past two decades, CUSOs have transformed from collaborative cost-saving entities into strategic powerhouses, driving innovation and growth. Initially, they allowed credit unions to pool resources for better vendor negotiations and service offerings. Then came the fintech wave, where partnerships with tech firms led to hybrid CUSOs, blending traditional credit union values with cutting-edge technology. Now we're seeing a trend of credit unions investing in mature businesses like insurance and wealth management firms, expanding their reach and services. The evolution of CUSOs showcases the adaptability and forward-thinking nature of credit unions, ensuring they remain competitive and member-focused in an ever-changing financial landscape. Number two this week is "Changes in Federal Student Loan Programs Present New Opportunities for Credit Unions," from CU Student Choice's Jim Holt. With recent changes in federal student loan programs, including the resumption of collections on defaulted loans and potential modifications to PLUS loans, borrowers are facing increased financial pressures. These shifts open the door for credit unions to step in and offer competitive private student loan and refinancing options. By providing fair value loans and flexible repayment plans, credit unions can support members navigating these challenges and solidify their role as trusted financial partners. Stay tuned later in the podcast for my number one article.
Good stuff as always from John. And now here's Whitney Bedard, CU Insight's Vice President of Marketing and Digital, with some information on a resource on CUinsight.com that I think many of you will find valuable.
I wanted to take just a minute to spotlight a feature on our site, CUinsight.com, that you may not be using yet, our jobs board. Whether you're job hunting or hiring, our jobs board is one of the most comprehensive places dedicated specifically to careers in the credit union industry. Every opportunity you see is tailored to this space, from entry level to executive roles, at organizations that live and breathe the credit union mission. And if you're looking to grow your career in credit unions, be sure to subscribe on our website to receive our jobs recap email, delivered every Sunday with the latest openings. Check it out today at CUinsight.com/jobs and share it with a friend or colleague who's ready for their next move.
The CU Insight Trendline is brought to you with support from the following CU Insight collaborators. DCUC, the trusted resource for credit unions on all military and veteran matters. Whether working on strategic or operational issues, or addressing regulatory and legislative matters, DCUC's close and constant liaison with the DOD, Capitol Hill, and the NCUA has ensured members of the United States Armed Forces, nation's veterans, and their families are provided financial services in the finest traditions of the credit union philosophy. MeridianLink, a trusted digital lending and account opening partner helping credit unions humanize banking. One loan, one account, one community at a time. With MeridianLink One, a powerful integrated banking platform, credit unions can deliver faster, smarter, more personalized experiences that put members first. Built for growth, proven to perform, trusted to deliver.
The Big Beautiful Bill is making waves in Washington, and credit unions need to pay attention. In this segment, I talk with Jason Sturrock, Chief Advocacy Officer from DCUC, about what's in the bill why it matters, and what credit union leaders should be thinking about now to prepare and respond. All right, Jason, what does DCUC see as the key benefits of the One Big Beautiful Act, or HR 1, in its current form? And how does it reinforce the mission of credit unions serving military and veteran communities?
The one big benefit in that bill was the fact that it did not make any changes to the credit union tax status. By leaving that alone, it ensures that credit unions can plan for the future and ensure that they can continue the same programs and outreach and that they're going to have the resources to do so. For defense credit unions, it's going to ensure that we have the resource to ensure that we can take care of families as their spouses are deployed and make sure that they have the products that they need to ensure that they are financially ready to ensure that they are ready when they deploy.
So although the House version of HR 1 maintains the credit union tax exemption, there's concern about potential changes or renewed risk during Senate markup. So what's at stake here, and how is DCUC preparing for the next phase of the fight?
What's at stake here is the same thing that was at stake in the House, is the elimination of the credit union tax status. The Senate is a new game. They get to do their own bill. So what we have done is over the past few months have had an aggressive outreach program to both sides of the aisle in the United States Senate to remind them of the importance and the benefits to their constituents, their voters, of what credit unions do every day in their community to ensure that their citizens back home have access to the American financial system.
So a bit of a pivot here. I think discussing Marshall Durbin and interchange is still relative to all of this in terms of budget reconciliation. Mm-hmm. And we've seen a lot of attention around the Credit Card Competition Act. From DCUC's perspective, what are the biggest risks the CCCA poses, particularly for military families and the integrity of the payment system?
The CCCA remains an incredibly dangerous threat to not only defense credit unions, but all credit unions. If you modify the interchange system and take away resources from defense credit unions, you are making it so that we cannot provide and take care of our members. We're not going to be able to take a chance on that 18-year-old kid who's going to walk in and say, it's my first checking account, I don't have a credit history, or I made some mistakes in the past. We use interchange to make sure that we're not sending that airman or that Marine out the front gate in the hands of the payday lenders. And so that is the importance of interchange. And you can take a look at how we serve members. Is take back what Vice President Vance said at Quantico a few weeks ago when he talked about the deal he got as an 18-year-old kid of a 21% car loan. And he went back to his gunny sergeant, talked to them. He's like, no, we're going to take you over to a defense credit union and we're going to get that down to 6%. It's about ensuring defense credit unions and all credit unions have the resources they need to take care of their members.
Well, Jason, I just want to say thank you to you and to DCUC for all the work that you're doing. And I appreciate you joining me on the CU Insight Trendline podcast. Be well, my friend.
Thank you so much. Thank you for everything you guys do.
For more on this topic and other Defense Credit Union Council information, visit dcuc.org. And along with our other CU Insight collaborators, you can navigate to DCUC's collaborator page from the CU Insight homepage in the upper left-hand corner. By clicking on collaborators, you will find DCUC along with Level 5 and Meridian Link, our current CU Insight collaborators. Now back to John for our top trending article.
Welcome back. My number one article trending on CU Insight is The Hidden Cost of Loyalty, How Internal Promotions Impact Credit Union Executive Compensation, from Park Street Group's J.P. O'Connor. Credit unions often pride themselves on promoting from within, fostering loyalty and preserving their mission-driven culture. However, this well-intentioned practice can inadvertently lead to executive compensation falling below market rates. Internally promoted leaders may accept lower salaries due to their commitment to the organization, while external hires often command higher pay, creating disparities that can affect morale and retention. O'Connor suggests that credit unions should regularly benchmark compensation against industry standards, conduct comprehensive total compensation reviews, and maintain transparent communication with their teams. By doing so, they can honor their culture of internal promotion while ensuring fair and competitive compensation practices. I recently asked JP, how can credit unions balance the benefits of internal promotions with the need to offer competitive executive compensation, ensuring they can retain top talent without compromising their promotion culture?
So the truth is this. Credit union executives usually aren't chasing the biggest paycheck. I don't think that's a shock to anybody. They believe in the mission, they believe in the members, and the nonprofit values that define the industry. But let's not confuse purpose with a willingness to be underpaid. And many of these leaders could be earning far more in for-profit institutions, and they know it. So the problem is that internal promotions often come without a realignment to external market standards within the credit union industry, especially in ones that haven't done a recent compensation study. In essence, loyalty is pretty much being rewarded with responsibility, but not with pay, and that gap adds up. And eventually, it might cost you talent. So while credit union executive pay does trend lower than for-profit banks, for example, market benchmarks in our own industry are still significantly higher than what a lot of internally promoted leaders are earning, especially in credit unions that haven't recalibrated pay in years. So if you're not staying current with market compensation, particularly at the VP level and up, you're not just risking talent loss, you're at a risk of losing your most capable, mission-driven leaders, the very people who know your organization best and embody its culture from the inside out.
Thanks, JP. Well, that's all for my top three trending articles on CU Insight. Back to Greg.
And there you have it. All the perspectives, shifts, and key content from CU Insight, this time, all in just over 12 minutes. I'm Greg Micklick, President and CEO at CUinsight.com. Please like and share with your friends and colleagues across the industry if you found this valuable. The team and I will be back next time with more updates to keep you ahead of the curve. Until then, keep tracking the trend.